Brian Wolf loses another appeal against paying back pension.
Disgraced former Eskom CEO Brian Wolf has lost his third appeal against an order forcing him to repay 11 million rand in pension payments unlawfully paid to him by the Power Utilities Pension Fund. In 2018, Wolf approached the Supreme Court of Appeal, SCA, in Bloemfontein in a bid to overturn the ruling ordering him to repay the money. In October, the court dismissed his application with costs. Following this, Wolf lodged a special appeal with the judge president of the Supreme Court of Appeal. Trade Union Solidarity, which is one of the respondents in the matter, said the court dismissed this review application with costs. In the SCA judgment, dated April 17, the court ordered that the application be dismissed because there was no exceptional circumstances warranting reconsideration or variation of the decision refusing the application for leave to appeal have been established. In April 2018, the High Court in Pretoria dismissed Molf's application for a leave to appeal against a ruling that he pay back part of his unlawful pension payout and the costs for counsel in the legal battle. The High Court found he was unlawfully awarded a 30 million rand early retirement pension benefit by the Eskom Pension and Provident Fund after his resignation from Eskom in 2016. It also dismissed his application to be reinstated as CEO of Eskom, from which he claimed he had never resigned as the agreement that necessitated his departure from Eskom was dependent on his eligibility for early retirement. Solidarity's Dion Reinicke said the fact that Molf's applications to appeal had failed every time was proof that he had no chance of success. Molf is painting himself into a corner in an attempt to circumvent the law, and one can only hide behind court processes for so long, he said. When contacted on Wednesday, Molf said he was not aware of the court judgment and so did not want to comment. Molf is also facing an almost 80 million rand lawsuit from Transnet. The freight and rail company is trying to recover money lost through dubious stealings and malfeasance, and is in the process of recovering more through lawsuits against former officials such as Siyabonga Gama and Molf Quintal. Get businesslive.co.za.